In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Before I preach this morning, I'd like to read to you an editorial that was in this week's New York Times. It was given, maybe some of you have already read it, Amanda Gorman. She renders a beautiful poem about the times we live in. Everything hurts, our hearts shadowed and strange, minds made muddled and mute. We carry tragedy, terrifying and true, and yet none of it is new. We know it as home, as horror, as heritage. Even our children cannot be children, cannot be. Everything hurts. It's a hard time to be alive, and even harder to stay that way. We're burdened to live out these days, while at the same time blessed to outlive them. This alarm is how we live, how we know. We know we must be altered, that we must differ or die, that we must triumph or try. Thus, while hate cannot be terminated, it can be transformed into a love that lets us live. May we not just grieve, but give. May we not just ache, but act. May our signed right to bear arms never blind our sight from shared harm. May we choose our children over chaos. May no other innocent ever be lost. Maybe everything hurts, our hearts shadowed and strange, but only when everything hurts may everything change. I thought that was a worthy note to precede this sermon. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable unto thee, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Before we contemplate this Sunday, let us keep a silent prayer for the people of Uvalde, Texas, Buffalo, New York, and the Ukraine. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This Sunday brings us to just about the completion of Easter. It is sandwiched between the ascension of Jesus, and the Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. So let me analyze with you the word of God just read. I want the Bible to keep speaking. I have it in bold print. Suddenly there was an earthquake. The gates of the prison were shaken. Immediately the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were unfastened. A wonderful spirit of thought that we need. Everyone's chains were unfastened. Then the psalmist says, "The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the clouds and the darkness are around us, are about him. Righteousness and justice are the foundations of his throne." Do you ever amble into prayer time asking God, "Who's in charge here? How do we get things resolved? What is to become of us? Where is the last word for all these things?" I was talking to a priest friend about such questions, and he said, "The answer is in no partisan place in this life. We are not saved by any earthly thing. Democrats, no. Republicans, no. Independents, no. Get behind us, Satan. The priest who said those kinds of words was our beloved Father Chris Lee. We may happily think he learned such things from this parish and its people. The Lord God is before all of us, no matter who we are, where we are, what we look like, and what we prefer. He is our father, our mother, our brother, our sister, the Almighty, the God of eternity. While I'm thinking of that, let us give a shout out for those two who preached here last Sunday, Emmeline and Cameron. Let us give them a good hand again. We were very proud of them and went up to their parents and saluted them. I said, I salute you. Dad, Mom, you did a good job. Blessings on you. These fine young Christians, their beautiful selves were in this pulpit last Sunday. You saw it. You were witnesses to it. They are learning the way of the cross, the way toward the ladder on which we climb, rung by rung. I do believe we were watching a living miracle in these two last Sunday. Moving along to the book that I find myself always loving more than ever, the book of St. John the Divine. Sing, I am coming soon. My reward is within me to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. It's a mighty statement about the deity we worship, we look to, we hope for, we invoke in the Eucharist every Sunday. But do you ever get weary of those who assert themselves as all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, dominate our time and our lives? Lord, have mercy on them, have mercy on us. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, he has the last word. And he calls from us unwavering loyalty. God Almighty, God All-Merciful, God Ever-Needing, the Holy of Holies. He will always be in our search for you. He will always be in search for us. And if you allow, he will find you. Well, let's give attention to the prayer time in the gospel just read to us. Jesus prayed for his disciples. And then he said, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who believe in me through the word, through their word, that they may be one as you, the Father, are one in me and I in you. May they also be in us. That prayer is in search for you. It asks not what you wear, what you are, what you have, what preferences you have, how many degrees follow your name, DD, PhD, SDD, so on. This prayer does not care what song you sing or how you sing it. It only wants your soul to be one with God. Bring our attention again to the last book of the Bible. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let everyone who hears say, come. Let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes to take the water of life as a gift come. As you can see, I'm going back and forth between the last of the Gospels and the last of the book. They both say, come, come unto him who seeks you. That is the wonderful message of constant salvation. The crowning moment in the two St. John's, Gospel and Apocalypse, I am resurrection and I am life, says the Lord. Whoever has faith in me shall have life even though he die. And everyone who has life and is committed to me in faith shall not die forever. Then to one of the elders addressed me, saying, who are these robed in white? Where have they come from? I said to him, sir, you are the one that knows. Then he said to me, these are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes, made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. I have always loved those last words. Such a powerful statement. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Someone wants to know what the preacher said this Sunday between the Ascension and the Pentecost. Say he read the Bible so as to find the Almighty wiping away our tears. Tears that we have during these strange and awesome times. By all accounts, this day is too difficult. Too difficult to preach, especially after all that has happened in the most recent days. Humanity is at its most tragic shore. Our other preachers, rector, curate, deacon, they handed this task to me. Thank you, rector, curate, deacon. Good as they are, it has been my duty to be here and to render some word of God, some putting into God's hands the folly of us all. And that putting is important for me to say the hope is still here. We still have hope. That is why I decided to go into the Bible itself and never mind my thinking. My plea for this day. No, I bring before you the Bible itself. All that is there, in there, is for you and me. This is where we hear the answer to that age-old hymn, Art Thou Weary, Art Thou Sore Oppressed? Come unto me, come unto God and his scriptures. I know it is a wonderful word to hear. We come, God, we come, we come. Come unto me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. We're carrying heavy burdens, brothers and sisters, these days. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. You will find rest for your souls. Again, I say, as I said in the beginning, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.